Clicks, 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 they'll do anything to get a few. Tick, 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 that's the sound before my head explodes. Quick, 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 look at you up on your pedestals. Quick, 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 hear the critics come, it's time to go. I read your article, it kinda hurt me. I don't know who hired you or what your friends say in your circle, but the fact that you released it tells me two things are for certain. They get paid for trashing people, I get paid cause I stay working. Drop the search and they emerge up out of nowhere to the surface. Just a peek behind the curtain, throwing salt at all my burdens. I'm aware I shouldn't give this my attention. Life's a journey, I should just stay on my path and learn to laugh. You think they heard me? Ears are burning, put them out. Quiet, quiet, look around. Why don't they find someone way more interesting to write about? Us, we're kinda boring, aren't we? All we do is whine and pout. It's confusing, so amusing how I argue with myself. Hello.
Welcome, everybody, to Cup with Gup, PGA Movers and Shakers, RBC Heritage Edition. Gup here on a chilly, cold, wet Wednesday afternoon in Norman, Oklahoma. Hope you guys are having a great week. Really just going to drive right into it. Got a lot to talk about, some somewhat decent changes for me since Monday, so we want to hit on all that. First, if you want to join us, come check out E9 this afternoon. Use the code SMASH, 20% off. That includes a free 7-day trial, 20% off any package. Try us out for a week. If you don't like it, cancel, no charge, no harm, no foul. Let's fill up the Listener League. It was on its way to filling up this morning last I looked. 1K to first, flat payouts, limited rake. Top three, if you're listening, get GC swag. DM me if you finish top three, and you will get that credit. I only mention that on the podcast. I don't post that anywhere, so that's for you loyal listeners. Smash 20 gets you 20% off any merchandise in the GC gear store as well. YouTube comment winners this week, $50 GC swag combo. Eric May and Dennis K905, shoot me a DM, and I will get you your code for that as well. Updates on the week. So I thought we were going to get a weather advantage. I do think probably the first 90 to 120 minutes of the morning is going to be the best weather when it comes to the wind and rain. Not enough of a separation to say stack everybody in that time frame. I don't think that at all. Probably use it as a tiebreaker if you're looking at guys. I do think it could be advantageous to look at first round leaders or round one showdown people for out of those groups, especially if you're doing like a bullet or something. If you're doing a bunch of lineups, you can sprinkle them. It's not too crazy, but there is going to be some wind and weather pickup as the day goes on. Majority of the field is going to be in similar conditions. Again, it's not that many groups going out early. Not enough for me to do any kind of wave stacking or anything, but I do think the first 2 hours of the day is solid. And Friday is about even, so it's just not enough to say, hey, we got to go AM, PM or whatever there. Slight lean to those going out the first 2 hours, and that's about all for me. Certainly bumped course fit and brought in good long-term Bermuda putting stats into the final rankings and models that I'll be posting on the site here in a little bit. Nothing crazy, but just when I'm doing the final rankings, when I'm bringing that into the algorithm, there's a little bit I decide in this week. Definitely more than most weeks, took in course fit and course history with Bermuda putting. I still think it plays closer to 2019 than 2020. I think 2020 will be an anomaly as we, you know, the years go on, just the time of the year and everything like that. I think the won't be as soft either. So back to more traditional. So I really am looking at, you know, 2015 to 2019 range a lot more than 2020 as far as results on the course history goes. For me, moved up this week, DJ and Cantlay. You know, I think I didn't know where I was going to be at on Monday. I don't mind either one. The whole Cantlay rumors, you've heard all kinds of stories one side or the other. I'm not factoring. If he's showing up and playing, then I'm assuming he's ready to play. But I think he's going to be maybe close to twice the ownership of DJ. I don't think he's going to be the highest up there. Webb's going to be the chalk by far. It's not even close. But I'd rather take DJ. I mean, shockingly, I think DJ could be sub 10%. Certainly sub 15%. But – you know, I just don't think many people are wanting to go there after they don't want to pay up for him, right? They'll just take Webb and move on, can jam some other studs. I think DJ's a good play in MMEs. I don't think Cantlay's a horrible play either, especially with the course history. If I was choosing between those two, I would take DJ, but I'm not a full fade of Cantlay anymore like I was on Monday. Morikawa's moved up my ranks. I like him a lot. I am going to be fading Webb, so it allows me to get some guys like Morikawa, Answer, maybe Kirk, but I doubt it. Some of those guys higher percentage owned on the week, I'll get those guys instead and take my chances on missing on a Webb type, and we'll get to that here in a second. Glover, I liked him a lot. I still like him a lot. Did get steamed up a little bit, but I'm not getting off that train. I really like him this week. Kazire, same way. Steamed up more than I would have liked, but I do like him this week. He's moved up my ranks. And Hadwin, he's mentioned here or there. I don't think he's going to touch 10%. So I like him a lot at 7,100. I think he's a good core play this week. Move down for me or fading. Most of these are all fades, or there's only three, but Webb and Kirk, ownership fades for me. Kirk's good. I like him. Was informed he has four wins, not on the cusp of his first. People make mistakes, but people forget that sometimes. I still not going to eat a Kirk ownership week. Like his history here, my deep dive, I think he was in the 80th kind of rank for me. So I don't mind fading him as chalk. I like him. I hope he gets a win. And my first win comment was more towards since his coming back from all his issues. But still, I'm just not going to eat that chalk. And then Webb's just one that he's killed me before when I've done this. He's clear and away going to be the highest owned on this slate. I think Answer, you kind of have some next. You have Answer, Morikawa, Fitzpatrick. Those guys will all be there. And then Kirk kind of right in that area. So I think I just fade Webb, and then I get to eat a little bit of the other people and get a little bit overweight on them. Take my chances at 10.7, he's still the third highest price. So, you know, you need a top three, top five, which he's certainly capable of doing. I have no doubt he'll be up there. But if he finishes 20th and I full fade him, maybe get some other guys in, it gives us a chance. So I'm down on Webb. I'll be light at best. Kirk, same way. No, nothing against either of these guys. Just ownership plays for me. And then Hatton. I just don't know. It's gut feeling more than anything. I don't know where he's going to come in. I think he'll be average for his price, 13 to 16% type ownership. So nothing there. That's like a big ownership fade. But he moved down the list for me from Monday. I had him in my top 10 on the Monday ranks. He's down the list for me now. So he's the other one that moved down for me. Sleeper under the radar for me, Doc Redman. I'm going to go back with the Redman week. I got him around 2% owned. Bryce Garnett. Talked about him a little bit already. Good history. This style fits him. He's not going to be high owned at all. Great MME play. I like him as a low owned sleeper. And then leverage play of the week, which this is the first time I have a leverage play that I don't even know if I'm going to get to yet. Maybe be even to the field just because, but Sungjae, I mean, he's going to be clearing away the lowest owned in the 9K range. I actually have everybody in the 9K range at 15% or more except him, and I don't think he gets a 10%. So a great leverage play this week would be Sungjae if you want to go down that route. He's not coming in great for him, but he's okay. Hasn't played here very good at all. He's 104th in my course fit rank. So there are some risks there, but maybe take 5% of them if you're doing 50 lineups or so. If you're doing 20 lineups, put him in one. That should be enough to be about equal with the field. So he's leveraged play of the week. My final five for the one and done, Morikawa, Connors, Willie Z, Fitzpatrick, and Answer. I'll pick two from those five, and then my last lineup, I kind of could still come from that five, but always gives me the option to go elsewhere. I think it's gonna be a good week. I have a good feeling about it for the Gups Corner people. I think we're going to continue the heater that we've been on, not only betting, but back-to-back six-figure winners in the community. So I hope to get a third one this week in the community. I appreciate everything. I hope you guys have a blessed day and a blessed week, and we will see you later. Thanks.